Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2110, Progress, 1 pound at a time, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Progress, 1 pound at a time, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. I have a confession to make. There was something I should have done years ago that I put off until a couple of weeks ago. Yes, it pains me to admit this embarrassing fact, but you deserve to know. I'm sharing this with you so that you don't make the same mistake that I made for several years. Are you ready? I think I am. I can't always make 5 pound jumps in my training sessions. Meaning, if I benched 145 pounds last week, I may not be capable of benching 150 this week. Think about it. The smallest plates at most gyms are 2.5 pound plates, which makes for a 5 pound weight increase on the bar. Heck, it took me a couple of months to increase my bench press from 145 pounds to 150 pounds. And a 5 pound jump on a standing overhead press can feel more like a 15 pound increase when I'm training with low reps. Also, being an advanced trainee, it gets very difficult to increase the weights on a weekly basis, even if it's just a 5 pound weight increase. So I finally found the solution. Fractional plates. Fractional plates are smaller plates that weigh 1/4 pound, 1/2 pound, 3/4 pound, and 1 pound each. This allows me to increase the weight on the bar by as little as 1/2 pound. Who could benefit from fractional plates? In my opinion, beginners don't need to worry about adding a mere 1/2 or 1 pound increase to the bar. Beginners are able to make greater jumps in weight because they lack the neuromuscular efficiency and strength of an intermediate and advanced trainee, and that means they'll see quicker gains in the weight room. The two groups that can benefit most from fractional plates are advanced lifters and women. Advanced lifters know how big of a struggle a mere 5 pounds on the bar can make a lift. At times like this, it's better to take things slower and increase the weight by 1 pound or so. That way, you still get to overload the movement, but not so much that you can't complete the lift safely and with proper form. Advanced lifters can use fractional plates to continue to make steady gains on the big, basic exercises. For instance, if you add 1 pound to your overhead press each week, that's a total of 5 pounds in just 5 weeks. For an advanced lifter, that's a tremendous achievement. Women can also benefit from fractional plates. As an example, many women struggle to press overhead a standard 45-pound barbell. If a woman can press that weight 5 times with perfect form, and let's say that's her target rep range, she will want to increase the weight for her next training session. adding 5% more weight to the bar would be a manageable load. In this case, increasing the weight by 5% is a total of 2.25 pounds. With the standard plates at a gym, you can't make that small of a jump. Adding the smallest weight increase possible with 2.5 pound plates would be a 10% weight increase, even though it is only 5 pounds. Her solution would be to use fractional plates and increase the total weight by just 2 pounds, taking her from 45 to 47 pounds, which is approximately a 5% weight increase. So sorry if that got a little confusing, but the main point I am making is that smaller increases in weight are an excellent way to continue to make progress in the gym. This is especially true for advanced trainees and those that are serious about getting stronger and transforming their bodies. Like I have said many times before, improving your performance is the ultimate way to transform your body. Fractional plates are just another great tool to keep in your strength training tool bag. While I regret having waited so long to get these plates, I'm finally glad I made the $50 investment. I got my plates from Iron Woody Fitness, but I've also read about people buying washers that fit barbells from a hardware store and then putting those together. If you've been struggling to add weight to the bar in your training sessions, or you want to make smaller weight increases, then get yourself some fractional plates and start making progress again. Progressing 1 pound at a time may not look like much at first, but the small gains add up over time. Don't underestimate the value of slow and steady progress as you become more advanced. Constantly adding weight to the bar, even if it's just 0.5 pound, means you are improving your performance. Improving your performance makes you stronger. Getting stronger means you can improve your body composition and physical appearance. Well, as long as you're eating smart. But you're already doing that, right? You just listened to the post titled, Progress, 1 pound at a time, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, I know it may seem like this post was very specific to the gym environment, but here's the thing. We can apply Nia's concepts to anything else too. Yes, her post was specific to weights and improving your strength, but we can apply this again to any exercise or really any goal that we have. The point is to just keep progressing, to keep moving forward. No step forward is too small. If you've been working out at home, hold that plank position for just 1 second longer, and then tomorrow, hold it for 2 seconds longer. Or jump rope in place for just 10 more seconds, and then tomorrow for 15 more seconds. If you've been trying to get back into jogging or running and you're using your neighborhood, aim to run or jog for just 10 more seconds. Perform just one more push-up or even half a pull-up, or just hold the pull-up position for as long as you can. These are all little ways to improve your progress. Now, I'm very grateful I have a gym in my garage, and I wish I had invested in fractional plates a long time ago. There have been many days when I've been trying to break one of my personal records, but simply couldn't because a 5 pound increase felt like a 500 pound increase in weight. And if, as you're lifting weights, this ever happens to you, say you could normally perform one set of 8 repetitions. Instead, what you can do is perform one set of 12 repetitions or 2 sets of 8 repetitions. So if you can increase the volume in other ways and do this consistently for like 3 weeks, This will help you train different types of muscles, and it'll train them in a different way that will still increase your overall strength. And then after 3 weeks or so, go back and try and break that personal record of yours, and then watch the magic happen. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. And I'll be back with our usual Sunday bonus episode in just a second. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.